Rambling Panthers, Act 2. We return you now to the Rambling Panthers, the high school football team with the winning SAT scores and the losing record. It's the second half of the game, and the Panthers are behind 47-15. But they've just recovered a fumble by the opposing team on the other team's 15-yard line. Coach Groner has called timeout, and the players gather around him on the sidelines. Listen closely for the words you need to know. When the word is used, you will hear the referee blow his whistle.
Timeout, Rambling Panthers.
Okay, you guys, listen up. This is the best chance we've had all day.
If we score now, we can turn this game around.
They're expecting us to run the ball, huh? So, I want you to try a pass play.
May I make a recommendation?
Go ahead.
I'd advocate a running play.
You don't support a pass?
It's beginning to rain. Under those adverse conditions, I think a pass would be ineffectual.
It's not the first time it's rained on a football game.
I would be loath to throw a wet football.
That's an astute observation, Coach. We might be intercepted.
You guys drive me crazy. You are the most vexatious team I have ever coached. If you guys could throw the ball like you throw words around, we'd be unbeatable.
Please, don't shout.
We don't mean to annoy you.
I'm beginning to think some of you guys might suffer from a bad case of cowardice. And let me tell you, that's a malady I have no sympathy for.
It's just that we have midterms next week and we can't afford to catch a cold or anything like that.
Or flu. Or pneumonia.
I'm the one who's got the malady. I'm sick of losing games. If I lose another game, I'm gonna spew all over the locker room.
Please, don't do that, Coach Groner.
You know what the problem is with you guys? You got cold feet. You're down there on the other team's 15-yard line right where you want them, and you're afraid to score.
It's the other team. They're spewing insults. They keep yelling at us.
What do you mean?
They are making blatant accusations about our football abilities.
So why don't you prove them wrong?
We tried that. We tried explaining to the other team that our abilities are directly linked to our practice time, which is limited by our study time.
You guys are talking about this on the field?
Just before the snap. That's what we talk about.
Now I've heard everything.
You should hear what they say about us. The head cheerleader is the impresario, as far as the insults are concerned. He's got a whole entourage of cheerleaders yelling out the nastiest things you can think of in perfect rhyme.
He's inspired the team to make nefarious statements about our lineage.
If they're saying nasty things about you, you have to ram the ball down their throats. That's the only thing a team like that will listen to.
Let's try it.
How do we do it?
Greenaway has been up in the stands, scrutinizing the situation. He thinks the middle linebacker is too muscle-bound to get his arms up in the air. If we pass right over his head, he'll never touch the ball.
What about the rain?
We can turn the rain into an asset. They'll never suspect a pass.
Don't let the rain scare you. Keep a stiff upper lip.
Good idea.
Think of the rain as a present to you from Mother Nature. She's going to help you win the first game in the history of the school, huh?
We shouldn't look a gift horse in the mouth.
Let's win one for the Gipper.
I'm afraid he's no longer with us. But win one for the Groner.
Go Rambling Panthers!
Yay!
We'll return to the Rambling Panthers to see how the game turns out. In the meantime, let's review some of the words you heard during the timeout. Words you need to know.
I'd advocate a running play.
Advocate means to recommend publicly or defend.
It's beginning to rain. Under those adverse conditions, I think a pass would be ineffectual.
Adverse means unfavorable. Something ineffectual is unsuccessful or fruitless.
I would be loath to throw a wet football.
To be loath is to be reluctant or unwilling.
That's an Astute observation, Coach. We might be intercepted.
To be astute is to be keen or shrewd.
You guys drive me crazy. You are the most vexatious team I have ever coached.
Vexatious. Annoying or troublesome.
I'm beginning to think some of you guys might suffer from a bad case of cowardice. And let me tell you, that's a malady I have no sympathy for.
A malady is disease or an ailment.
I'm the one who's got the malady. I'm sick of losing games. If I lose another game, I'm gonna spew all over the locker room.
To spew is to gush out. Also to utter abusive or objectionable language.
You know what the problem is with you guys? You got cold feet.
Cold feet is an idiom. When you have cold feet, you hesitate because you're afraid.
They are making blatant accusations about our football abilities.
To be blatant is to be noisy or disagreeably loud.
You should hear what they say about us. The head cheerleader is the impresario as far as the insults are concerned. He's got a whole entourage of cheerleaders yelling out the nastiest things you can think of in perfect rhyme.
An impresario is an organizer or a sponsor, usually of public entertainments. An entourage is a group of followers.
He's inspired the team to make nefarious statements about our lineage.
Nefarious, wicked, or villainous.
Greenaway has been up in the stands, scrutinizing the situation.
To scrutinize is to examine closely.
We can turn the rain into an asset. They'll never suspect a pass.
An asset is something or someone of use or value.
Don't let the rain scare you. Keep a stiff upper lip.
Stiff upper lip is an idiom. It means to be uncomplaining and show courage in the face of trouble.
We shouldn't look a gift horse in the mouth.
Look a gift horse in the mouth is an idiom. It means to be critical of a present or a gift. Let's review once again the words you need to know, only this time you provide the definition. If you can, take out a piece of paper and a pencil. Otherwise, just say it to yourself. Use the pause button to take the time to get it right. Ready? Okay. Advocate. Adverse. Ineffectual. Loathe. Astute. Vexatious. Malady. Spew. Blatant. Impresario. Entourage. Nefarious. Scrutinize. Asset. Let's review the idioms. Cold feet. Stiff upper lip. Look a gift horse in the mouth. How did you do? If there were some words you weren't sure of, check the definitions in the booklet. Make a note of the words you missed and study them again. Once you have the confidence to use these words in their appropriate context, you are on your way to a better vocabulary and improved word power.